Like almost every set of new parents, Brian and Elizabeth Shaw started snapping pictures of their son Noah practically from the moment he was born. When he was about 3 months old, Elizabeth noticed something odd when she took his picture. The flash on their digital camera created the typical red dot in the center of Noah's left eye, but the right eye had a white spot at the center, almost as if the flash was being reflected back at the camera by something. When Elizabeth mentioned the strange phenomenon to their pediatrician, she shined a light into Noah's eye, saw the same white reflection, and immediately sent the family to an ophthalmologist. A white reflection instead of a red one is a telltale sign of retinal cancer, and that is exactly what Noah had. He endured months of chemotherapy and radiation, but doctors ultimately could not save his eye. Retinoblastoma, the scientific name of Noah's tumor, is treatable if caught early. Brian Shaw couldn't help but wonder whether there were signs he'd missed. He went back over every baby picture of Noah he could find, thousands of them, and discovered the first white spot in a photo taken when Noah was 12 days old. As time went on, it appeared more frequently. By the time he was 4 months old, it was showing up in 25% of the pictures taken of him per month, Brian, a chemistry professor at Baylor University in Texas, told People magazine. It was too late for Noah's eye, but Brian was determined to put his hard-won insights to good use. He created a database that charted the cancer's appearance in every photo. He also collected photos and compiled the data from 8 other children with retinoblastoma. Armed with that data, he began to work with colleagues in Baylor's computer science department to develop a smartphone app that can scan the photos in the user's camera roll to search for white eye and can be used as a kind of ophthalmoscope. Called White Eye Detector, it is now available for free on Google Play and in Apple's App Store. I just kept telling myself, I really need to do this, Brian told People. This disease is tough to detect. Not only could this software save vision, but it can save lives.